McDonnell, who campaigned with the slogan Bob's for Jobs, says his administration spent countless hours working to fulfill the promise of that phrase.
I'll give us a B. We've gotten the unemployment rate from 7.4 to now 5.6. It's the lowest in the Southeast, the third lowest east of the Mississippi. We've made a lot of progress, a lot more people back to work, able to live the American dream. I would have liked to see it lower. We've gotten $120 million of new money to put into economic development programs, from tourism to agriculture to foreign trade office to the Governor's Opportunity Fund, a number of things that are actually working. We've kept a really solid business environment. In fact, Forbes just rightly put Virginia as number one as the most business-friendly state in America. We've done a lot, but we got 200,000 people that still can't work in Virginia because they can't find a job. That's still unacceptable.
Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling, who McDonnell appointed to his cabinet as Virginia's first chief jobs creation officer, says economic development was the administration's greatest area of achievement.
We've closed over 1,300 economic development deals in the last 4 years, created over 170,000 net new jobs in a tough economy. It is a true success story. But it's important for us to remember that there's a lot of work left to be done. When the recession started in 2007, 2008, Virginia's unemployment rate was 3.4%. So while it's great that we've come from 7.2 to 5.6, that's a long way from 3.4. This work is not done. We're going to need to continue to make significant investments in economic development and job creation programs. We can't let up.
Governor-elect Terry McAuliffe says he's concerned about the ongoing impact of federal spending cuts brought on by sequestration and hopes to spend much of his term diversifying Virginia's economy.
From the day I was elected, I have been on the phone, reaching across the nation and across the globe. I begin almost every conversation on the phone, why is your headquarters not based in Virginia? And if you are here, why have you not doubled? And we are going to double over the course of the next 4 years.
Craig Carper, WCVE News.